It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. From Mound City High School, it's the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm John Nixon with Randy Gatula. Ready for day three here, the last day of the round-robin portion of this term here. Randy, good afternoon. I tell you, the best thing I saw on the way here to Fall City today, I saw white caps on Big Lake, which is so much better in November and December than seeing ice caps.
That's right. We've driven through Big Lake several times and seen it all froze over. So, wonderful day today. Temperature got up around 50 degrees. That's not going to be the case tomorrow. As I understand it, the high will only be in the upper 20s, so it's going to drop off here pretty quickly, but we better enjoy this weather while we can. John, we were here last night. We saw four ball games, some pretty competitive, some not so much. It's kind of the haves and have-nots here. A couple of the teams in this tournament struggling a little bit. Several of the teams struggling with numbers. I was a bit surprised. Our first game tonight is Mound City and Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan shows up with just eight girls on the roster. That's all they have out for basketball. Can't even scrimmage, the coach told me a while ago, because they don't have enough. They have to bring a couple of the boys over so they can put five on five for a scrimmage. Mound City, well, they're here coming off of a win. They got the win over East Atchison last night. The final was 55-33, and that's a game that Mound City probably could have won by an even larger margin. They were very generous substituting there against East Atchison and then came away with that 55-33 win. Mid-Buchanan, they got a win on Monday. They played East Atchison also. They won that one 45-32. So if you're into comparing scores, one team beats Atchison 55-33, the other one 45-32. On paper, looks like it might be a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. You know, and Mid-Buck's not the team with the fewest girls out here either. South Oak's got, what, seven?
I think, yeah.
So, and it's, you know, we talked all about it all during football season. It's just a, almost a phenomenon, not the bad word. It's an unfortunate situation for so many schools. In Nebraska, it was all the way up to Class A football. You know, we've had teams cancel their schedule into their football season this year.
John, what I'm hearing from the coaches, though, as I travel around, it's not so much a lack of numbers in the school. It's a lack of participation. It's not like they don't have plenty of girls in the high school. It's just
right.
That only eight of them decide to play basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. Let's go. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at the starting lineup tonight for this first ball game today for the Mound City Invitational Tournament.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Mount City High School here. The Mount City 66th Annual Invitational Tournament. Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast include Chai Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure-Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank of Mount City, and Northwest Ag Services. Say thanks to those folks if you enjoy this coverage of the Mount City Invitational Tournament. John, let's look at the starting lineups for this first game of the evening. The Mount City Panthers will go with Danica McDonald. McDonald is a 5'7 freshman. Salem Meadows, a freshman at 5'9. Peyton Farr, a freshman. Sound like a theme here? Peyton Farr, a freshman at 5'8. Maggie Osborne is a 5'9 sophomore. And Isabel Atkins, a 5'10 freshman. They're starting four freshmen and a sophomore for Mount City. John, you want to take a look at Mid Buchanan?
Mid Buck, Coach Carla Moss, going to go with this starting lineup. Sophomore Maya Dillman. Sophomore Bailey Coleman. Senior London Wilson. We have another junior, Avani Kenzora. Kenzora will start along with freshman Tatum Moss. We don't have any heights for mid-buck, but they are coming in here again. Not a whole lot of them, but we'll see what happens here. One of those two schools a little bit bigger than the rest of them in this tournament, so we'll see how it goes here tonight.
John, another trend that Cody and I were noticing last night is the number of freshmen and sophomores in the starting lineups in whole tournament. All the teams are using the younger ball players. I want to tell you about the games coming up tonight here. This first one, Mid-Buchanan's girls taking on Mound City. Our 6 o'clock ball game in the boys' bracket shows Mid-Buck versus Rockport. At 7:30, back on the girls' side, the LeBlanc girls will play Rockport. And our nightcap tonight at 9 o'clock, the LeBlanc boys take on South Holt. So that's what we have in store for you yet this evening.
Well, the teams are out here warming up. Lots of basketball tonight. You're going to take Friday and head off to Sterling, right?
Yeah, we'll tip things off on the Nebraska side. The Sacred Heart Irish on the road taking on the Sterling Jets. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. That'll be over on our sister station, KTNC. They tell me to plan on that girls' game tipping at about 6 o'clock or very close shortly thereafter. They're going to play a boys' JV game, I think, beginning at 4:30. So they're shooting for a 6 o'clock start there. That'll be followed by the boys' varsity contest. Again, that's Sacred Heart and the Sterling Jets. It'll be on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, we got to talk about, John, it's available on our new app on your cell phone, MSC Radio. Download that from your favorite app store, and you're just two clicks away from live coverage right on your telephone.
Oh, absolutely. It works. It works well. It took me a little while to figure out how to turn it off. You know, I'm old. I don't know much about all this new technology.
My wife figured that out right away.
She was listening to you then.
She loaded it. So anyway, that is a new thing we want to tell all of our friends about, MSC Radio. Just go to your favorite app store, download it. And, John, I have a friend in Louisville, Kentucky, actually a relative down there that's just enjoying the heck out of listening to all of our sports coverage here from Nebraska. He's using the MSC Radio app, and about every night I get a little text from him here. Last night he sent me a text and said, "This is fun, but I'm going to Disney World." So, having a great time down there. John, we've got time for another 2-minute break here, and they'll have our national anthem played, and then we'll be ready to tip it up. So, let's step aside for a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth-wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Mound City High School. It's time for us to get things underway here with the girls' game this afternoon. Mound City and Mid Buchanan. The teams, let's see, this is the third day of this tournament. Let me look here. Mid Buchanan on the girls' side, they have picked up one win. Mound City has picked up one win, so the winner here will advance to the title game. They'll be the pool winner, and they'll play on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Team that comes up on the short end will play in the third place game on Saturday night at 6:30.
John, we've got one change in the starting lineup for Mound City. We were given Isabel Atkins as a starter, but Miranda Rieger will be in the starting lineup, and that's a change from last night's starting lineup also. Miranda Rieger, a 5'9 junior, will be starting in place of Isabel Atkins for the Mound City Panthers and Coach Ryan Osborne. About ready to tip it up here. I forgot about these lovely black jerseys with dark green numbers. Here, we've seen that before, haven't we?
They're not very big, are they?
Ready to get underway and here with your first quarter of play-by-play. Once again, is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Miranda Rieger will jump it up in the middle against Tatum Moss. Moss, a freshman. Rieger, a junior. Mound City headed left to right toward the south bucket here in the first half tonight. And the ball is going to be controlled by the Panthers. Sella Meadows goes over and grabs on the sideline. She'll work in the backcourt, up the floor against the man-to-man defense. Takes the ball around to the left side, passes it off there for Peyton Farr. Farr coming around to the right side, now backs up a little bit, keeps her dribble. Going back and forth, the count's on. She got rid of it, and it's going to be a turnover. The ball sails out of bounds on the baseline.
Good to see Peyton Farr out on the floor. She took quite a shot last night right to the chop. She was bleeding pretty bad from the upper lip last night when she left the gym.
All right, here come the Mid-Buchanan squad down the lane. A drive in, a shot up, and a foul. We'll put Mid-Buck at the free throw line here. Looks like Rieger got the foul.
Miranda Rieger, her first personal, team foul number one of the period on Mound City.
No idea who's shooting.
I That's London Wilson, I believe. I went by the shoes is what I did. I made notes here, the orange shoes.
I hadn't got that far yet.
Now, okay. London Wilson has a long ponytail wearing number 5 there.
All right, Wilson missed the first and second on the way up and off the back iron, no good. And a rebound grabbed up by Rigger. She'll bring it partway up the floor and hand it off now. And to the front court of the basketball comes Osborne from Mound City. Now Rigger beyond the arc on the right side, gives the ball off there to Farr. Farr passes it away. Meadows drives into Rigger. Spins out to the top for 3. It's on the back rim. No good for Farr. Rebound grabbed up by the Mid-Buchanan squad, Bailey Cohen. Up the floor quickly their way to the baseline. Pass the ball back out. Now the Dragons with a 3-point shot of their own on the way up. It's no good. Rigger grabs another rebound off the miss by Wilson. Rigger, in her first 2 years of high school, she's been a rebounding machine for Mound City. With it, front court, Osborne passes it off. Now back Rigger, top of the key. Moves to the left with the dribble. Passes off the wing. Back to her and a drive up and off the glass, off the rim, out of there, and out of the Panthers, out of bounds underneath.
What I did, John said she can't read the numbers. I wrote down the shoe colors. 5 has got the orange shoes. We're figuring them out that way. The coach's daughter is the big ponytail down here. That's Tatum Moss with the basketball.
Everybody thinks this is easy. Here's a little turnaround underneath the paint. A little spin and a shot up and good there for the squad. That was going to be Ben Kenzora.
Yes, it was.
Up and good, and we have our first points of the ball game for Mid-Buchanan. Now to the front court, Mound City. Peyton Farr with the basketball underneath Rigger on the right side for the tie. It's up, it's good, right underneath the bucket.
Brenda Rigger came off the bench and did the same thing last night in the ballgame, playing very well under the basket.
2-2 our score, 5:45 to go in the first period here at Mound City. A dribble and a drive and a layup is good by Moss. And that's going to be 2 for Tatum Moss on the right side. And the lead goes back now to the squad from Mid-Buchanan. To the front court comes Mound City with it. Maggie Osborne, sophomore, in trouble. Passes it. Bounce pass taken away. Stolen away. Coleman with the steal, and now up the floor it goes quickly to Kenzora. Kenzora pass into the paint. Contact. Turnaround up off the mark. No good by Coleman. Rebound, guess who? It's going to be Rigger. To the front, Rigger down the paint, goes outside the paint on the left side, pass out of there, knocked loose, stolen. Here comes Mid-Buck the other way, a drive and off the glass, up and good. I believe that was Moss again.
No, that was Kenzora.
Kenzora, 15, all right. She's got 2 hoops, and we've got a 6-2 lead for Mid-Buchanan. To the front court comes Mound City now, to the front, far with it, off to Rigger. Coach Ryan Osborne up off the bench, not liking what he's seeing. Pass to the paint, knocked away, stolen. Throw it ahead, running it down, trying to save it in. Or the Dragons, they can't do it. Out of bounds on the baseline, Panther basketball at the Mid-Buck end.
4:29 to play here in the first quarter. Mid-Buchanan up 6-2 now over Mound City.
Into the game, Myla Flynn, freshman for Mid-Buchanan. Now up the floor, here comes Mound City, walking it up, Peyton Farr, up the left side, stops, a lot of contact, a lot of traffic, loses the ball, a lob ahead, throw it, and ran down by Mid-Buck. Can load up a 3 ball, no, back out to the top, coming to the left side of the floor, driving in on the wing, all the way to the basket, it is up, it is good.
London Wilson,
the basket, timeout Mound City, Panthers trail 8-2, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
We
welcome you back to Mound City High School. 4:04 to play here in the first period. 8-2, Midview Cannon leading the Mound City Panthers. John, what do you think of this brand new playing surface? Isn't that beautiful?
Looks nice. Haven't seen anybody slip yet. That was part of the issue. The floor had been here a long, long time without being. They resurfaced enough times they just couldn't go any deeper, so they had to put in a whole new floor.
They found out why they had dead spots, too, when they saw the broken shims underneath it.
Broken shims, the big hole they found. Took a lot of cement to fill that whole floor in. Now we've got a reach-in foul. It's going to be called on Mid-Buck on Dillman.
On Dillman, that's her first personal and team foul number one on Mid-Buchanan.
So Panther basketball, Osborne will inbound the ball in front of the Mid-Buck bench. Brings it in now for Rigger, over to Farr. Farr looks back to Rigger, kicks it out to the left side wing for three. Up, no good by McDonald. Long rebound comes down. Dillman picks it up. Now she'll walk it up the floor for the squad from Mid-Buchanan. Takes the ball around to the high post for the basketball. Now Coleman looks, gets it away out to Dillman on the right side. Drive, shoots with the left hand. It hangs on the rim. Went from one side to the other and came back into the cylinder. And we have a 10-2 ball game. Mid-Buchanan with a lead over Mound City. Mound City can't get it untracked offensively here. Too many turnovers so far early in the part of this game. Out top with it is Meadows. Meadows to Farr, dribbling around. Reverses at midcourt, now throws underneath to Farr. Can't catch it. Taken away by the Dragons. They'll walk the ball slowly up the floor. One thing, when you've only got, seven suited, or they have eight suited, you might want to take a little time and not rush all the time. Here is a referee started to call a foul, then stop. The Mid-Buchanan girl stepped on the Mound City girl's foot, fell down. Looked like he was ready to call a foul, decided against it.
John, that's Milo Flynn that's checked into the lineup now, number 14 there, a freshman in the pink shoes.
Inbounding, Mid-Buchanan from the baseline, brings it in, and a drive and a shot on the left side, up no good by Wilson. Rebound comes down to the far side to Goldman. Back out to the top, three ball, right side corner, that's going to be up and good for Kenzora. She's got seven here early in this ball game, and it's 13-2, Mid-Buchanan with the lead. The other way we go, Mound City has to take care of the basketball with 2:21 to go here in the first quarter. Ball passed inside, knocked away by Mid-Buck out of bounds. Panther ball underneath their bucket.
Here's Avery Meyer, another freshman, checking into the lineup now for the Mid-Buchanan Dragons.
All right, from the baseline, bring it in, Rigger goes to the post with it. Osborne passes out. They go back in to her. Barely got it in there. A reach in. Are we going to have a held ball? Yes, we do. And that will belong. I can't see the arrows down here. It's going to stay with the Panthers. So once again, inbound into basketball will be Sella Meadows. Meadows looks into the paint. Osborne, triple team shot blocked, but a foul. And it'll put Maggie Osborne to the line.
Foul's going to be on Bailey Coleman. On Coleman, that is her first personal, team foul number two.
Amber Salas ready to check in, a 5'8 junior for the Panthers after this first free throw. On the way for Osborne. It's up. It's good. Maggie's first point. That breaks the string here for Mid-Buck. 13-3 now is the score.
Salas replaces Danica McDonald in the Mount City lineup.
Maggie Osborne ready. Fires up and off the back iron. No good. Land Rigger tipped the rebound. Kept it alive out to Osborne. Osborne at the top of the key with a dribble off to Rigger. Rigger puts a move on. Goes down the left side. Pass back to Osborne now. Swing the ball around to the middle of the court with the ball. Peyton Farr again. Down to the right side. Inside for Osborne. Passing up an open three was Meadows. And a takeaway by Mid-Buchanan. 1:43 to go in the first quarter. 13-2. I guess they're not going to give Mount City that other free throw point, huh? She made the first one, didn't she?
Osborne made one and missed one.
Yeah, they're not going to give it to her, though. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, she made the first one and missed the second.
Sure, it went in. They didn't call something I didn't see, like a lane violation.
That's right. Interesting.
Ball out of bounds. Mitt Buchanan brings the ball in. Handling now is Maya Dillman. Dillman moves to the right side, passes off over here to the near left side. And now driving down the lane is going to be Moss. Moss passed to the side, knocked away by Farr. And now we get a push foul against Mid Buchanan. That'll give Mound City the ball on a turnover.
See who this one's going to go on. Foul is going to be called on Myla Dillman. On Dillman, that'll be her second personal, team foul number three. John, they still haven't put that free throw up for Maggie Osborne. She definitely made the first one.
Bailey Coleman back into the ballgame here for Mid-Buck.
There it is.
Oh, they had it. They heard us finally.
They're listening to Sonny.
Coming up the other way with the basketball now. Farr has it. Moving the ball to the right sideline. Now stops, gives it in. Osborne backing in. Shoots. Short foul to go back to the line. Once again, that'll be on Moss.
On Tatum Moss, her first personal, team foul number four of the period on the Lady Dragons.
So Maggie Osborne to the line. 1-for-2 in the ball game thus far. Gets ready. Fires. It's up. It swishes its way. For the fourth Mound City point, the lead now down to 9. Coach Carly Moss checking with the official about, I think, the previous foul, not this last one. Second on the way up and good, so Osborne's made 3 of 4, and the lead is 8 for Mid-Buck. Up the floor quickly with a long pass ahead to Moss. Gives it back out to the top. Driving down the lane, shooting with the right hand. It bounces twice. It falls in. We've got a whistle. We've got a foul. Do we have a basket? I think we do.
Foul is going to be called on Peyton Farr. On Farr, her first personal, team foul number 2. Did they count the basket?
They did.
Okay, London Wilson got the bucket. She now has 4 points, and she's at the line 0-for-2 so far tonight.
Swish that one home, and now she's got 5, and the lead is 16-5 for Mid Buchanan with a minute to go here in quarter number 1. Moving the ball to the left side is Peyton Farr. He reverses. Tough man-to-man defense by Mid Buchanan here. Farr passes off, gets it back now from Salas. Now Farr drilling off the left side. Salas with it. Pass to the midcourt, Meadows. Meadows goes high post, the pass back to her, got away, she recovers it. Now she has an opening to the basket, drives in, shoots, can't get it to go. Osborne the rebound, turnaround in the paint, knocked to the floor, no good, but a whistle, and she's back to the free throw line for 2 more.
This foul is going to be called on London Wilson, on Wilson her first. That's team foul number 5 of the period.
It doesn't do much for your record or for your free throws up and good for your gate, but I like when it's quiet enough you can hear what number the referee calls. I can't always read the fingers here.
That helps.
So Osborne now 4 out of 5 at the line, up and good. 5 out of 6. Unfortunately for the Panthers, they've only got 1 field goal. Osborne will come to the bench for the moment as Kaylee Messer, a 5'8 junior, checks into the game. Now the Dragons walking it slowly up the floor with 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. Off the left side and a little trip, no whistle. Handling the basketball is Avery Meyer. Passes off with 12 on the clock, back out to the top. They work the ball around the perimeter. A bounce pass to the middle, a shot up, and a shot good down. And that had to be Moss again, didn't it?
Yes, it was.
1 second, and Mound City can't get the ball away. After 1 quarter here at the Mound City Tournament, it is Mid-Buchanan 18 and Mound City 7. We are back after this 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is your friendly reminder from Nemaha County Hospital. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week. With flu season in full swing, it's the perfect time to roll up your sleeve and protect yourself and those you love. A flu shot is quick and easy and one of the best ways to stay healthy during the holidays. Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get vaccinated today. Call Nemaha County Hospital to learn more or schedule your flu shot. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are 2 winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. Mid Buchanan, Lady Dragons with the basketball. London Wilson at the top of the key. Goes to the left side with it. Comes to Coleman to the top of the key. Here's a long three that's up and good. And nailing that three was Tatum Moss. Moss now with 7 points in the ballgame. Opening seconds here, the second period. Mound City comes on the attack now offensively. Osborne with a bounce pass. Comes up to the top with it to Meadows. Meadows to the right side to Farr. Now again around the horn it goes to Osborne. Back to the top of the circle. This is Peyton Farr on the dribble. Farr works to the right wing. Pass back to the left side to Meadows. Meadows dumps it inside Rieger. Rieger can't get to the basket. Again, Meadows handles the ball. Inside Osborne. Turnaround shot. Osborne knocked to the floor, and I think we're going to see Maggie back at the line again here, shooting two shots.
Foul on London Wilson. That'll be her second. Team foul number one of the second quarter on Mid-Buck.
Maggie Osborne, 5 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. She's been shooting a bunch of free throws. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up. It's good. Now 6 out of 7. The Mound City Lady Panthers could manage only one field goal in that first period, John, and most of their points coming here at the line with Maggie Osborne. Osborne, the sophomore, takes aim. Second shot is up. It's good also. Nothing but nylon. She's now hit 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, has 7 points. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the first half, just underway in the second quarter. Down court with the basketball comes Tatum Moss. She feeds it up to London Wilson. Wilson backs it out between the rings at the top of the circle. Bounce pass, gets it inside the paint. They take it into right side. Shot is up. Who got it, John?
That was Moss again.
Boy, Moss is heating him up here. She's doing well. Moss now with 9 points in the ballgame. Mound City tried to put a pass in. Going to be stolen away. Myla Flynn with the steal there for the Lady Dragons. It comes to London Wilson. Driving baseline left side. Layup up. Off. No good. Couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And we're going to put London Wilson at the line.
Priscilla Meadows picks up the foul for Mound City. Priscilla, her first foul of the ball game, the first foul of the quarter on the Lady Panthers.
London Wilson, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and got the roll. It bounced 2 or 3 times on the rim and then dropped in for. She'll have another shot coming here. 6:37 to play, second period, 24-9. Mid Buchanan dominating. London Wilson's second free throw is up. Nothing but nylon there. Got them both. She's now 3 out of 5 from the line, and she has 7 points in the ball game. Here come the Mound City Panthers on the dribble into forecourt. Lob to the right side to Rieger. Rieger out on the right elbow, holds it up a minute. Now gives it across court. Found McDonald with the ball. McDonald to the left side. Goes to Peyton Farr. Again to Rieger it comes. Rieger holds up at the top of the key. They tried the give and go to get it back to Rieger. And McDonald had the ball tipped right back into her face. Here's a steal on the far end. Coming up is Flynn with the steal into forecourt.
Terrific hands defense by Mid Buchanan. They tip about every ball that gets thrown.
London Wilson at the top of the key. They tried the little give and go at the free throw line. Wilson tried to get the ball back. It's loose on the floor. She picks it up. And London Wilson dribbles it back out between the rings. A cross court pass onto the right side. Driving underneath was Moss. Now Moss with a shot from the 3-point range on the left side. Off no good. Moss with a follow shot. It's off the back of the rim. Try for follow shot. Put back up again by Myla Flynn and a whistle and a foul. And I think Myla Flynn is going to be at the line shooting two shots.
Foul this time once again. Peyton Farr for the Panthers. Her second. Second foul of the quarter. 25-9. Mid-Buck with the lead.
Myla Flynn, a freshman at the free throw line shooting two. The first one is up and good. That's her first point of the evening. Couple of subs checking in now for Mid Buchanan. Avery Meyer back on the floor. Can't see the other number, John.
I'm waiting for her to turn the correct way.
Darn ponytails.
Man.
There's a second free throw up and good for Flynn. Wait a minute.
Didn't count.
Got a lane violation. Got across the line too soon. It went in, but it won't count. 26-9 now. Mid Buchanan dominating here, 5:35 to go in the first half. Here come the Mound City Panthers. They get it to Rieger. Miranda Rieger. They tried looking for her underneath the basket. Couldn't get it there. Now Maggie Osborne
Had it tipped back to her. She tried to feed the ball into Meadows. Meadows reverses, look into traffic, tried to get it into Osborne. Rieger comes up with it. Rieger dribbles to the baseline right side, back to Osborne. Rieger in the paint. Turn around off the glass, up, no. Three rebounders there. The ball's going to go out of bounds and stay with Mound City. All three girls batting at that thing were teammates there for Mid-Buchanan.
Well, Panthers will catch a break. They'll get it inbounded underneath their own bucket here. Osborne will trigger in at the 5:09 mark of the first half.
Maggie Osborne stands to the right side baseline under her own basket. Lobs it up top to Rieger. Miranda Rieger right back into Osborne. She got her shot blocked. Osborne got the shot blocked inside the paint, and the ball is grabbed up loose by Myla Flynn. Down court, they set the offense at the top of the key. Almost dribbled away there. Going after it was Peyton Farr, but a whistle and a foul. I believe Farr is going to get tagged here.
Osborne's dinged up here, Randy. Foul on Farr will be her third, and that's the third foul of the quarter on the Panthers. Looking at Maggie Osborne, she is limping pretty noticeably now.
Yes, Mid-Buchanan comes on the attack here, looking to the inside the paint. Ball stolen away. Miranda Rieger on the fast break brings it all the way down herself. Goes to the right side of the lane, kicks it back out for a long three. That's short off the front of the rim by Danica McDonald. Fast break the other way. Here comes Moss with a driving layup. She couldn't get it, and Moss is going to be fouled. She'll be at the free throw line. Tatum Moss, freshman, daughter of head coach Carly Moss.
Maggie Osborne took a swipe at that shot, came up empty, but got her on the arm. Her first foul and team foul number four on Mound City.
So four team fouls already here with 4:34 to go in the period. Good chance there's much more fouling here that Mid-Buchanan's going to be at the line quite a bit. Into the ballgame now for Mound City comes Elena Gillenwater. Gillenwater, a 5'8 freshman. Well, we're seeing a lot of freshmen seeing action here.
Yeah.
Moss at the free throw line. Tatum Moss, free throw is up and good. I've got Tatum Moss with 10 points. She's in double figures now. Tatum Moss ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim, looks to the basket, launches the shot up, and it's good. Right down the middle, 11 points for Tatum Moss. 28-9, your score now. Mid-Buchanan in command, 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Rieger with the ball on the right elbow. Rieger feeds it up to McDonald, top of the key. It comes back to the near side now. With handling the ball there is Gillenwater. Rieger on the right elbow, dribbles to the right baseline, has to hold it up down there, feeds it in. Nice feed underneath to Osborne. Shot is up and good. Osborne with the basket, Miranda Rieger with the assist. She found Maggie coming down through the lane there unmolested and let her lay it in off the glass. Passing the ball around the outside perimeter. It goes to Moss in the corner on the right side for Mid-Buchanan. They come into Conan with it to the left side in the paint, driving for the lay-in up off the glass. No, doesn't go. Rieger comes up with a rebound as per usual, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Mid-Buchanan.
That foul will be called on Maya Dillman. That's going to be her third foul. That was almost a disaster for Mound City because two Panther players looked at each other to grab the rebound. They let it hit the deck and just about get grabbed up by a Dragon.
Dillman sets out now with three fouls. London Wilson back onto the floor replacing Myla Dillman. Dillman, 28-11, your score. Mid-Buchanan on top. Rieger, a cross-court pass to the left side to Meadows. Inside to Rieger, under the basket. She's double-teamed. Can't get up with a shot. Now gets the pass back out to the left elbow to Meadows. Meadows is knocked to the floor, and I believe we're going to have a whistle and a foul called, I think, on Myla Flynn.
Flynn was out there to get just a hair aggressive, bumped into the Mound City ball player. She lost her balance, hit the deck, and that'll be her first foul and the third team foul on the Dragon.
Down to 3:23 to play here in the first half. 28-11, Mid-Buchanan, the Lady Dragons, thus far dominating the homestanding Mound City Panthers here. At the top of the key, there's a long three that's off the rim and doesn't go. That was put up by Meadows, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Dragons. Into forecourt, London Wilson across the division line in the midcourt circle. The newly painted MC out here on this brand new gymnasium floor. To the left side, Wilson feeds it inside into traffic. Flynn with the ball, driving lay-in up. Wilson got it. Nice job by London Wilson, taking the ball to the hole. I've got her with 9 points now. 30-11, your score. Mid-Buchanan on top. Here come the
Panthers with the basketball. Rieger, across court pass, McDonald. McDonald finds Meadows with the ball to the near side. Again, McDonald on the right elbow, looking inside the paint for Osborne. Can't get it to her. At the top of the key, a long three up and good by Meadows. Salem Meadows, she's just a freshman at 5'9", and she canned the three. There's a jump shot the other end. Moss answers very quickly. Didn't take long for Tatum Moss to answer that one. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go. 32-14 here in the second quarter. Mid-Buchanan on top. Rieger feeds it all. Beautiful feed. Rieger found Danica McDonald under the basket all alone, and McDonald laid it off the glass for her first 2 points. 32-16. Score doubled up now on the baseline underneath, and a double team. There's a nice steal. Mound City comes up with the basketball. Elena Gillenwater grabbed that loose ball after it was tipped away by a teammate. Meadows gets it to Rieger. Rieger on the right side of the free throw circle picks up her dribble. Now she's in trouble. Turns the ball over. Lost her dribble there and then tried to force a pass inside the paint and turned it over. Timeout taken on the floor with 1:32 to go in the first half. 32-16. Mid-Buchanan on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, BRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, John, coaches are always looking for improvement here. Coach Carly Moss, her team up 32-16, and she took a timeout. Seemed somewhat frustrated, even though she's doubled up on him. Here comes the Lady Dragons with the basketball into forecourt. Tatum Moss handled it for a minute, gets it onto the baseline underneath. The ball is tipped away and goes out of bounds, and it went out of bounds off of Myla Flynn. Oh, no, now they're going to rule it the other way. Mound City lined up like they were going to play it in, but it's going to belong to the Lady Dragons with a minute 22 to play here in the first half. Bob pass comes into Tatum Moss at the top of the key. Around the horn, left side in the corner, in traffic, turnaround spin move, shot up short off the front of the rim by Myla Flynn. Now a whistle and a foul underneath. The foul is going to be called on the Dragons.
Flynn tried to go through the Mound City player on the rebound. We used to call that over and back.
Myla Flynn. Yeah, he'll be called for her second personal team foul, number four, that is, on the Lady Dragons. A minute 10 to play here in the first half. Casually down the court comes Salem Meadows on the dribble. Oh, Meadows has her pass stolen away. Fast break coming the other way. And traveling is going to be called. Lost that pivot foot over there. Myla Flynn, just a freshman. When you've got that many young players out here, 14-year-old kids, you're going to see some mistakes occasionally.
Well, she is quick as a cat.
Keep in mind, this is her second ever high school basketball game. So 32-16, your score. Mound City with the ball, less than a minute to go here in the first half. Rieger tried to feed it underneath. She was looking to get it into McDonald. McDonald couldn't handle the pass, and it got away out of bounds. That brings Coach Ryan Osborne up off the bench, shouting some instructions. Now very casually, the Lady Dragons bringing the ball up across the midcourt line with 39 seconds to play in the half. Bailey Coleman at the top of the circle, into the corner, underneath the Moss. Moss in traffic, tried to put it back to the corner. The ball goes off the fingertips over there of Myla Flynn, out of bounds. It'll be Mound City's basketball. For the Panthers, Maggie Osborne back into the lineup. Osborne onto the floor. She will replace Kayla Messer, who was in there momentarily. Osborne's apparently okay here now, ready to go. 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Meadows feeds it to the corner. Here's a long three, baseline left side, up off no good for McDonald. Rebound Moss. Moss gets the ball down court quickly to Coleman. Whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Panthers.
Miranda Rieger out top of the reach-in. That's going to be bringing two shots to the mid-buck Dragons. Well, that's the 15th foul of the quarter.
Bailey Coleman at the free throw line, a sophomore, has not scored yet this evening. She'll be shooting two shots for the Dragons. First one is up. This one rims off and does not go. She'll get another attempt.
14.3 seconds to play in the first half. Be sure and stay with us for the halftime show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring. Second shot is up. It's off also for Bailey Coleman. And it'll be Mound City's basketball with 14 seconds to play. They're trailing 32-16. Across the division line into forecourt come the Lady Panthers with the basketball. Meadows feeds underneath to Rieger. Bank shot off the glass in and out of there. Would not drop for Miranda Rieger. There's the buzzer. And at the half, the Lady Dragons of Mid-Buchanan are leading the Mound City Lady Panthers. Your halftime score, Mid-Buchanan 32 and Mound City 16. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the first half scoring. After this two-minute break, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Mound City, the Mound City Invitational Tournament, 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. John, we've got some sponsors we want to talk about here.
Representing sponsors of our coverage tonight's tournament games include Scheib Drainage Products in Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag, Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services. Be sure to thank those folks for helping us bring you all this action for the Mound City Basketball Invitational this week on Sunny 101.3.
At the half, the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons are leading Mound City 32-16. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. Mound City led at the half by Maggie Osborne. The sophomore has 9 points on one field goal and 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Meadows ended up with 3. McDonald has 2 and 2 for Miranda Rieger for their total of 16. From the free throw line, as we said, 7 out of 8, all of those by Maggie Osborne. For the Lady Dragons of Mid-Buchanan, they have one player in double figures already here at halftime. That's the coach's daughter, Tatum Moss. Moss with 13 points at the half. Adding 7 was Avani Kentora. 9 for London Wilson. Myla Flynn with 1. And Myla Dillman with 2 points. 32 for their total from the free throw line. Mid-Buchanan hit 6 out of 11 from the line in that first half. Still coming up tonight, our next ball game will be the Mid-Buchanan boys in Rockport, then the girls of LeBlanc with Rockport, and then the boys in a nightcap, LeBlanc and South Holt. That's what's coming up. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of very important information, and we'll be back with third quarter action here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This holiday season, get a gift that will last a lifetime. A class at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City teaches self-defense skills, builds confidence, gives a great workout, and much more. Classes are available for the entire family. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming camps, seminars, and events such as Women's Self-Defense, Parents Night Out, Holiday Classes, Teen Crowds, and much more. Give Heller Martial Arts a call, 402-380-3383, and find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Michael Cotter with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll have clear skies this evening, a low around 15, with winds out of the north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Winds turn to the north on Thursday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15, with sunny skies will have a high near 28. Thursday night will be mostly clear for low around 18, with winds out of the south-southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, we warm on up to 44 with sunny skies. Friday night will be clear and we'll have a low around 25. Saturday, we'll continue to warm up to 54 with sunny skies. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 39. Sunday, we warm up again to 58 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 35. Monday, we'll only get up to 48 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night to cool down to 23 with partly cloudy skies. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 37. Tuesday night we'll have a low of 19. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Fall City.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Fall City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go in the third quarter here at Mound City, at the Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament. I was digging around looking for some stuff last night, and I found my Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament 60th anniversary hat with my light on it.
Oh, yeah. John, I got a question. Somebody asked me last night how many years you've been here. Did we not first come in 99? Station signed on in 98.
Probably.
So that'd be 25 years.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Boy, you're getting old.
I know.
Glad I'm not.
Yeah.
All right, Mound City ball. Rigger with it. Front court going right to left here, and a long three ball up and no good. And coming out with Mid Buchanan with the rebound. And now here's a three-pointer at the other end. It's up. It's short. It's no good. That was Dora with the shot. And now we got foul on the floor on Mid Buck on the rebound.
That's going to be on Dillman, and she's very frustrated. That is her fourth personal already. We're just 18 seconds into the second half. Mila Dillman looked at her coach after committing that foul like, I didn't mean to do that.
Well, that makes sense.
Four personals.
Yep. All right, here come the Panthers to the front court, trailing by 16 as we start the second half here. Very quick defense by Mid Buck has been a problem for Mound City here. Quick hands, and they swarm to the ball out of that, looked like a little zone here. Inside to Rigger, and she's got three defenders around her, fires it up, no good, and the rebound brought down by Flynn. Flynn, the freshman, passes it ahead. Up the court now we go with it. Kanzora driving in, shoots it off the glass. No, Maggie Osborne with the rebound. She'll bring it herself. Through the circle of midcourt, now backs up. She was playing a little more front court here in the first half of this ball game with the point out there at Sella Meadows. Little 1-4 out here for Mound City on the offensive end. They look to the high post to Rigger. Back out top it comes from Meadows. Pass to the middle and taken away by Flynn.
London Wilson with a nice block there. Meadows' shot.
Come the other way with it. Mid Buck with the basketball. Flynn on the right side out to the wing. Now back to the top with the drive is Wilson. She'll kick the ball left to drive into the free throw line, and a foul on the shot that is put up there by Ken Zora. Four, I think, is what he said.
Yes, they did. That foul is on McDonald. That is her first personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Who we got at the line, John?
Who did I just say? Is it Kanzora? Well, she's got a nice long ponytail, too, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Free throw on the way is up, and it's good.
Might be Coleman. No? Coleman's over here. I know.
Yeah.
I saw her hair. That's why I thought it might be Coleman.
I think it's.
Yeah. But wait till she turns. She missed
right.
The first one.
On the way up. It's a five. Yeah, it is. Kanzora. So 0-for-2 at the line. But a mid-buck rebound on the offensive end off the missed free throw. So they get a chance to score anyway. Coming up on the right side with the basketball now. They'll give it away to Tatum Moss. Out on the left side, and a drive in here by Wilson. Out to the right side again. Now it's going to be Moss. Take it. And now in the middle is Flynn. She'll kick it back out for three. And a foul on the three-point shot put up there by Kanzora.
Foul on Denica McDonald. That's her second personal and team foul number two of the period here on Mound City.
All right. Her second. I'm in the wrong line. No wonder I only have one. Okay. All right. Kanzora just missed a pair. Let's see what she can do here. She got three chances. This time it's up. It's swished home. That one looked better.
To defend John and I here for our listeners, these girls wear these long ponytails that cover their numbers. And
really long.
And we just don't really know these kids as well as we do back at home, so we're more reliant on the jersey numbers.
Second one rattles in and out. No good.
good, and sometimes they're just completely obscured by those big ponytails. 34-16. I guess we could get a drone, and one of us could operate the drone while the other one's calling the game.
Yeah.
Watch, get a little screen up here to watch. Second on the way up, and good. She gets two out of three this time. And the lead now is 19 again, 35-16. That matches the biggest lead of the ball game. 2 minutes into the third quarter, Mound City ball pass to the middle. Knocked loose, taken away by Mitt Buchanan. The Dragons again get it up to midcourt and slow the pace on this end. High post, and a backdoor cut, and they get it to Kendora. She can't catch up with the ball, and Maggie Osborne with a steal for Mound City in the paint. She'll work it up the floor the other way through the circle. Picks up her dribble, gives it off there for Peyton Farr. Peyton scuffed up a knee in that first half, got a little extra tension at halftime, get it all taped up and ready to go. Now we've got a, no, we don't have a held ball, we've got a loose ball, everybody's after it, and Mitt Buchanan ends up with it.
London Wilson, my favorite player because of her orange shoes. I haven't had a problem identifying her all night.
Take it in to Flynn, backdoor cut, throws it right to Mound City, taken away by Danica McDonald. McDonald steals the ball, gets the ball away to Peyton Farr. Peyton, a freshman, hands the ball forward, gets the ball to Meadows. Sella to the top, working around to McDonald, and now inside for Rieger on the left block. Kicks it back out. Peyton Farr drives up, pulls up, 15-footer, won't go. And a rebound is grabbed up by Mitt Buchanan, and a run out the other way. Can't connect on the pass, off the hands of a Dragon, out of bounds to Mound City.
Boy, John, the Lady Dragons have done a great job defending Miranda Rieger under the basket. Rieger's a 5'9 junior. She's usually a force to contend with, and they've really defended her well. Timeout on the floor, 4:35 to go, third quarter. 35-16 our score, back in 30 on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
35-16, the lead to the Mid-Buchanan Dragons here in our girls' game to start the day at Mound City Invitational Tournament. John Nixon, Randy Gatula with you. Kurt Kilman in charge of us tonight. Good luck, sir. Double team in midcourt and a pass stolen, a draw ahead. Now it's 1-on-3, a drive and a shot and a foul on Mound City. Shot no good. Peyton Farr will pick up another one.
And on Peyton, that is her fourth personal. She now has four. That's team foul number three on the Mound City girls.
Again, it's Kenzora at the line. No.
That's Moss.
No, it's Moss this time. Okay. Free throw up, free throw good. She's got 14 in the game now, and it's 36-16. The lead, 20, the biggest of the ball game.
Tatum's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. I'm sorry, Tatum. Should have mentioned that.
Up?
Huh?
Oh, wow, that's early. Early in the year. You're not in full midseason form yet. Mound City will check into the game now. Where'd she go? Down here. Okay. But Avery McDonald? No. We'll find her over there. Salamedo's in there. Now to Rieger. They'll give and go to Osborne. Up, down, and a foul.
Osborne gets the basket and draws the foul. Have to wait until he comes and signals who we got this one on. Foul's going to be called on Avery Meyer. On Meyer, her first. Team foul number two.
Osborne to the free throw line again. Spent most of the first half there. She's only missed one. She now got a dozen of the 19 Mound City points. The Panthers call another timeout, trailing 36-19, and we're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast include Shy Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Egg of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmers State Bank of Mountain City, and Northwest Ag Services.
Panther coach Ryan Osborne says, let's put the press on, girls, see what happens. Mid-buck gets it quickly up the floor, and now into the front court, they'll stop and set the offense. They put side to side, every girl on across the free throw line, side to side, four of them. Out top running the offense is Wilson. Now she gets the ball, drives the lane, can't get a three, hops on the rim. Rigger comes down with the rebound, and then a held ball will stay on that end with Mid Buchanan.
Well, Miranda Rigger rebounded that one with authority, John. She ripped that ball out of there, but nevertheless a jump ball is called.
Bounce pass inside and a shot up off the mark. No good. Rear gets another rebound. Her outlet is tipped away. Gets it through there to Osborne. And the Panthers up the floor now with the basketball in the front court. Over the left side, three ball up off the mark. No good for Danica McDonald. Weak side rebound. And here comes Wilson with the basketball. Lob it ahead and a three-pointer up and down from the left side for Tatum Moss. 18 I've got for her, if
that's
I
right.
Count right. Yep. 39-19, the lead back to 20, matching the biggest lead of the game for the Dragons. Pass the ball in the middle to McDonald. That's Danica with it. Off to Rigger, drives right to the baseline. Now gives it back out, and the ball mishandled on the dribble. And losing it, taken away, is Mid Buchanan. Then the Mountain City Panthers, Sella Meadows, fell into and onto the Mid Buchanan player.
On Meadows, that is her second personal, team foul number four of the period on Mountain City.
Into the game again, Avani Kondora. And somebody else down here. Down here real close to it, Randy. I can't see her number.
I can't either.
Yep.
I'll be here in a minute.
Ah, 10. Avery Meyer back in the ballgame. Here's a drive up and no good by Flynn. And she's going to get fouled. Now she's going to go to the free throw line.
That's probably going to go on McDonald. Danica McDonald picks up her third personal, team foul number five of the period.
We'll be shooting a lot of free throws here in the final 2:40 possibly.
Who we got at the line?
Girl with a real nice looking head of hair that hangs way past her number and all the way across it. Free throw no good.
Can't see it.
Didn't have orange shoes on. Yeah, no. It might be Meyer. Second one up, and second one no good.
I'll pick it up.
Missed them both, and here comes Rigger. She grabbed the rebound, and up the floor we go their way. Rigger pass off, got it back, missed the shot. Rebound picked up by Tatum Moss. Moss ahead up the floor. That was a Dillman, Randy.
Dillman that missed those two free throws, yes.
Now we have a shot at the other end, two-pointer. That's up and good, and that was Dillman, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay. She's got four in the game, and it's now 41-19.
Girl's got a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah, she does. And it's too bad she doesn't donate about 3 feet of it.
A couple of pigtails on each
number.
Side would be nice.
All right, Rigger with it. Out top, turnaround, up, no good by Osborne. Rigger runs down the rebound, around the horn we go, shot on the way for three, up and no good by Farr. And out comes the Dragons with the basketball. Pull up shot, 15-footer, nothing but the bottom of the hole for Dillman. She's got four in the quarter, six in the game, and we've got a 25-point lead now.
Now that we've identified her, she's just kind of showing off here,
yeah.
John.
Says, you know who I am now?
Yeah.
I'm a shoot. Taking around to the right side for Mound City. Sella Meadows with it, and the ball tipped away out of bounds off of the Dragons.
Into the ball game now, checking in for Mid Buchanan is Bailey Coleman into the contest. Coleman in replacing Tatum Moss. Moss sets down with 18 points so far in the ball game.
All right, inbounding Mound City with the ball now. Peyton Farr. Barr looks into Rigger, got away from a defender, layup is good. That is just the second field goal of the game for Rigger. She got the first one of the contest, if I remember right.
Yes.
All right, coming the other way now. Give the ball in a give and go and a layup attempt up. No good. Rebound Flynn, and the putback is good for Myla Flynn. She has her first field goal in 3 points, and it's again 25-point advantage, 46-21 for Mid-Buck. Take the ball inside. Osborne back out. Now she gets it right back in the paint. Kicks to the top to Farr. She'll drive to the right. Pull up on the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down, and out comes Dillon with the basketball. Top of the key. Free throw line. Down the lane between defenders. And scoops it up and in.
Dillon?
Yep. She's got 8 in the game, 6 in the quarter. The lead
6
now,
in the last 60 seconds.
27. And away we go. Inside Osborne. Splits a double team. Her pass. Flynn jumps the air. Takes it away. Stolen back by Rigger. Triple teamed. Taken away. But a whistle and a foul underneath. Well, that's unfortunate for Mid Buchanan because they had her trapped on a triple team down there. Nowhere to go.
Foul on Myla Flynn. On Myla, that is her third personal. Team foul number 3 of the quarter on the Lady Dragons.
6.9 seconds. Inbound to Rigger. Shot rejected. And here come the Dragons for the buzzer. It's up. It won't go. And that will end our third quarter. Mid Buchanan 48, Mound City 21. We'll take a 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3, where you're listening to Mound City Invitational Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Comes out with 3 freshman reserve in the lineup now to start this period. Avery Meyer, Milo Flynn, and Paisley Meyer in the ballgame now also. Here's a pass goes inside to Isabel Atkins, who's in the ballgame. Here's a long 3 from the right side. Up and off, no good by Meadows, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Dragons. Into forecourt on the dribble on the right wing. They feed it inside the paint. Pass goes underneath in traffic. Shot up off the glass and good by Milo Flynn. Flynn with 5 points now in the ballgame for Mid Buchanan. 50-21, your score. Opening seconds of play here in the fourth quarter. Mound City setting up their offense. Lob pass goes into Atkins. She works to the hoop, gets knocked to the floor, a whistle and a foul. Atkins will be at the line shooting 2 shots. Pretty sure they got Coleman for that one. Bailey got pretty good block upstairs. She must have made some contact down below. They whistled her for her second foul of the ball game and the first one of this final period.
Isabel Atkins is a freshman at 5'10". She started the game last night, coming off the bench here. Free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the night for Isabel Atkins. 50-22 the score. 7:24 to play in the ball game. Isabel Atkins takes aim, launches her shot. It's up. This one goes off the back of the iron and bounces out of there. Rebound comes down to Mid Buchanan. Oh, fast break down in a hurry from the left side. The long shot up, short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to the Lady Dragons. There's a driving lay-in up and off, no good. Ball battled around. Try for another follow shot is up. It won't go. And we'll have a whistle and a foul called on Mound City.
Tell you what, another good job by Myla Flynn in there, that freshman, just doing great work on defense and grabbing rebounds.
I think they got Messer that time.
They did. Kaylee gets her first one of the ball game. Team foul number 1 of the quarter.
Free throw is up and off the back of the iron for Myla Flynn. I think that's Flynn.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Flynn puts that up and off. She'll have another shot coming here. Myla Flynn ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way. It's up. It's off the back of the iron. Wouldn't have counted anyway because there was a lane violation. Stepped over the line. We've had that called a couple of times here tonight. Down to 7:10 to go in this one. We got boys basketball coming up next. After this, it's going to be Mid-Buchanan and Rockport. All right, into forecourt. Come the Mound City girls. Lady Panthers on the left side. Ball almost got away. Back to the top of the circle. Meadows. Meadows lobs it into traffic. Underneath looking for Atkins. Pass stolen away. Nice job defensively under there by Flynn to get the steal. Into forecourt with the dribble is Avery Meyer. A cross-court pass to the far side. Back to the top of the circle is Dillman. Meyer from the right side for a long three. Misses everything. Safe from going out of bounds. Nice job down there on the defense. Now back to the right wing. Lob pass into traffic. Backing in. No chance to get a shot. Good defense by Mound City. Not giving up the shot underneath the basket. They clear it back out onto the right wing with Avery Meyer handling the ball. Meyer lobs it into traffic. Shot off the glass up and good by Myla Flynn. Flynn puts it down. She's got seven now. 30-point ball game. 52-22. Running clock, right? It should be. Yeah, 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go here. 30-point deficit for Mound City, so we should be running with a running clock. Here's Atkins on the right side, lays the ball up and good. Nice move to the basket by Isabel Atkins. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Makes it 52-24, our score. And here come the Lady Dragons of Mid-Buchanan to set their offense. At the top of the circle, Bailey Coleman. Around the horn to the right side it comes. Taking the dribble. Here's a three from the right elbow that's up off the rim. Doesn't go for Dillman. Rebound down to Mound City. Stolen right back as starting up the court with it was Talia Messer. Whistle and a foul across the way, John.
Myla Flynn. She's everywhere. That's her fourth foul. But, tell you what, Ray, she's had a heck of a ball game off the bench.
Who they put that? I'm sorry.
That's on Flynn, number
Flynn.
14.
Okay, there. Myla Flynn.
Yep, she's got four.
That's what I'm showing anyway.
Me too.
Yeah, where'd that two come from? All right, bounce pass inside the paint, moving to the hoop. Shot is up and off, no good. The ball is tipped around. Everybody after it, and finally coming out of there is Messer.
Mound City foul, 14. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's on Kayla Messer.
That's what happened. Into forecourt with the dribble is Peyton Farr. Far, top of the circle, left wing, comes to the near side to McDonald. Far back to McDonald once again. Lob pass to the corner left side. Little 10-foot jumper up and good by Messer. Messer with her first 2 points of the ball game. Messer, a 5'8 junior, into the ball game here. 52-26 your score. Under 5 minutes to play now. 4:47, clock is running. Around to the left corner, baseline, left side, pass underneath the basket, shot off the glass, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mound City.
12, all right, that's going to be Sella Meadows, her third foul, second foul of the quarter, third foul of the quarter on the Mound City Panthers.
I think I've got Flynn at the free throw line. She has hit one out of four from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two, the first one is up and good. She's now two out of five from the line. Clock has stopped with 4:39 to go in the ballgame. 53-26, a big lead for the Lady Dragons of Mid-Buchanan. Myla Flynn's second free throw is up. It's good. She got them both. I've got Flynn now with 9 points in the ballgame.
Yep.
For Mid-Buchanan. And here come the Lady Panthers. Meadows on the dribble across the division line. Off to the right side. Gives her pass over to McDonald. Back up to Meadows it comes. McDonald on the left wing. Lob pass into Atkins is stolen away nicely. And now tipped away. Knocked out of bounds. Tipping the ball. There was Meadows. She touched it last, so it's going to belong to the Lady Dragons. High school basketball coming your way tonight from Mound City, Missouri. Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM in Fall City. On the right wing with the dribble, top of the circle. Handling the ball is Coleman. Bailey Coleman goes across with a cross-court pass to the left wing. Looking for the lob inside. Can't find it. Now driving baseline left side. Shot is up off the rim. Doesn't go. A rebound. Try for a follow shot. Put back. Falling down to the right side. 12-foot jumper up. It's short off the front of the rim. That put up by Coleman. Coleman took one of the chops there. She's holding her face a little bit. Now driving on the left side. Try for a lay-in up and good. Nope, 14. That was Flynn once again. Flynn with the lay-in. She He's now got 11 points. Timeout of the floor with 3:43 to play. It's 56-26. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon, Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. I think they told Kurt, Randy and John are going to Missouri tonight. You have to keep him out of trouble. So far, he's doing well.
So far, so good.
So far. 3:43 to go in this one, the first of four big high school games that we have for you tonight. Three more of them coming up in what's kind of a bit of a basketball marathon for us here on Sunny. With 3:43 to go in the fourth, the basketball is going to belong to the Mound City girls. They trail 56-26, down by 30. Here come the Lady Panthers with the basketball. Peyton Farr on the dribble across the division line. She brings it into forecourt, works to the right side of the lane, lobs it inside into traffic, into Farr. Ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover and give the ball back to Ms. Buchanan. Lady Dragons will have it. Bailey Coleman inbound the pass. They'll come and set the offense at the top of the circle. On the near side with it, this is Meyer. Avery Meyer can't get to the bucket. Flips it out to the top of the key. Free throw line. Jump shot up and good. Hitting that jumper. Was that?
Well, not. I thought it was 12, but it's not. How about Avery Meyer, 10?
I thought it was a 12, too. Is that where it's
12? How about a 15?
There you go. Kenzora. She got that one. I still think that looked like a 12.
I understand.
From the left side, long three is up and good by Danica McDonald. McDonald nails the three from down in the corner on the left side. 58-29 the score. We're down to 2:41 to go. On the near side, bounce pass, in traffic, try for the spin move, can't get it. Ball comes back up to Meyer on the right elbow. Meyer gets the ball right back and dribbles to the top of the key. Can't penetrate into the paint, flips it to the left wing. On the baseline, left side, moving toward the bucket, no shot there. Here's a shot from the left side, bounces off the rim, doesn't go, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Now, wait a minute, what are we going to say here?
They don't know.
Well, the player that tried to save it and touched it last was definitely...
I think it hit out before she got
before
to
she
it,
got
though.
There. Okay. Yeah. Lady Dragons keep the ball. They'll trigger it in baseline under their own side. Shot up off the glass and good by Avery Meyer. Meyer got the inbound pass and the easy two. Banked it right off the glass. 2:09 to go here in the ballgame. With the basketball is Farr. On the right side to Meadows. Back to Farr it comes. McDonald goes into the corner. Farr on the left wing once again looking for Atkins in the paint. Can't get it. Left side McDonald. No place for the turnaround shot for Farr in traffic. Finally the ball is stolen away. It's loose. Down court pass comes to the near side. Handling it is Kenzora. Underneath, turnaround shot up and good on the baseline right side. Flynn, right?
Yeah, 13 for her now.
Yeah, Flynn's having a good night here. A lot of points. She only had one at halftime, John.
Yes.
Minute 33 to go in this one. It's 62-29 our score. Here's a long three from the left side, short off the front of the rim. That shot put up by McDonald. Now a whistle and a foul on a battle for the ball. They're going to call it a held ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Mid Buchanan. No reason for the Lady Dragons to be in any kind of a hurry here. 70 seconds to go in the ball game. They're up 62-29. They'll bring the ball down very casually across the timeline. Kenzora on the dribble to the right wing. That's Meyer with the ball back up to Kenzora. Kenzora guarded closely here. Works to the right side baseline. Flips it inside the paint. No shot there. Back to the top of the key. Ball stolen away. Coming up with a steal for Mound City was Gillenwater. Gillenwater, outlet pass, gives the ball off to Farr. Farr to the left wing, McDonald, back to Farr it comes. Farr dribbles to the right side of the lane. Heavy traffic down there, into underneath, shot is up off the glass and good by Isabel Atkins. Atkins now with 5 points for Mound City. 25 seconds to go. Be sure to stay with us for the postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite players did here. Stepping on the baseline down there was Myla Flynn. It'll turn the ball back to Mound City. They'll come up court with it with 12 seconds to go. With the dribble into forecourt is Farr. Farr picks up the dribble to the right side, almost has it get away over there. A long three from the left wing off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. Try for follow shot. Doesn't go. Basket will not count. And your final score, Mid Buchanan 62 and Mound City 31. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and be back with a scoring wrap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Mound City High School. Our final score of the first game tonight saw the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons defeat the Mound City Panthers, the final 62-31. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring. First of all, for Mound City, the Panthers led tonight by Maggie Osborne with 12 points. Adding 5 was Danica McDonald. 5 points also for Isabel Atkins. With 4 points tonight was Miranda Rieger. 3 for Selah Meadows and 2 points for Kaylee Messer for their total of 31. From the free throw line for the game, Mound City hit 9 out of 11 in the free throws. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, 3 players in double figures. Tatum Moss finished with 18 points to lead the way. Myla Flynn came off the bench and added 13. Avani Kenzora with 11 points. Right behind her was London Wilson, who had 9. 8 points for Myla Dillman. And chipping in 2 there at the end was Avery Meyer for their total of 62. 62-31, your final score tonight. The Mid-Buchanan at Dragons. We'll move into the championship bracket here, coming out of pool play now after this win over Mound City. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're going to have Kurt Kilman update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with our look at the starting lineup for our second game coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.